It's Tuesday, the 26th of July, last Tuesday of the seventh month of the year 2011. Next week at this time, we'll be into August. And
it'll
be 5 weeks away from Labor Day.
Ah.
The way the time goes, ugly. It's ugly, Richie. Ugly.
You know,
ugly.
I've philosophized about this whole time flying thing.
Yes, you can do that.
And is it good that we are so busy? That we have so many good things going on in our lives that it just seems like the day passes.
Here's the answer to that. That's a philosophical question. The time goes faster when you are doing good things and you are busy accomplishing things that are good. It goes slowly. You have time weighing heavily on your hands when you do not. When you're in a dull, boring, unproductive situation. Yeah.
And it may not be unproductive. I mean, it just may be slow. But for me, I kind of hope to think that we've got good things going on and we're always doing good things. We're busy. We're busy. I don't feel like I'm so busy doing nothing every day. I feel like
I'm
I
on
get
the
something
air
done.
Every day, people say to me, how can you be on the air that long? I don't find it long. I find it troublingly short.
It's over.
It just goes whoonk.
Boom.
And then we go quickly into the next thing, whatever it is that's going on in your life. And this speaks to the whole business. Uri is busy doing an interview someplace this morning on television, so he's not here. Uri Geller. He's in Kiev. That's Ukraine, which is this is the country that's furthest most west in the old Russian Empire. Anyway, because this television show, I think, is running there now. The idea of synchronicity. I was telling the story earlier today, and I told a bit of it yesterday. And were Uri to be here, I would have continued with the conversation we had with Michael McMaster, who's a big help for us in understanding what goes on. What do we attract? Talking about this wonderful woman that I met on the plane, who was so attractive in the sense that she brought into her, and she said deliberately, I want to sit next to somebody on the plane. She created me. I think that's what we decided. She created me in the seat next to her for the trip to Las Vegas. She wanted to get to know, talk to somebody that was, I guess, I don't know, helpful is the right word, but somebody who could bring something new into her life. And I found her doing the same thing with me. So it's about attraction. And it is, if you are somebody who is dour and you're unhappy or you want your life to change and you don't understand that you are the problem, and I say this hopefully in the most positive way, you are your problem. What you present to people around you and how you present it, and I've done this both ways in my life, the good guy, the bad guy, the positive, the negative, and what comes out, if you are positive, is so much better. Back to what Richie said a few minutes ago. The time flies. You're accomplishing something. You feel good. You got something good inside you. People around you are feeling good. You face the difficulties with power. And that's what's in your mind. You have reserved that place in your mind to affect outside circumstances by bringing in the good or the not so good. And it depends completely on you, yes.
I've told you this story many times, but one of my lowest points, in my late 20s, I was just lost. I mean, I was like, okay, I'm bored with life, I'm bored with my job, I'm bored with this.
And then you met me.
And then, this was before that.
Oh.
And you're down, you're really down, you're just depressed.
Yep,
and you
awful.
The whole thing, you're like, what do you do?
Lousy.
And I just had this shining light moment.
Yep.
And it's all due to a Led Zeppelin song.
Really?
Nobody's fault but mine.
Yep. Take responsibility.
Nobody's fault but mine. Once I realized that everything is nobody's fault but my own.
And you don't even have to base it on blame and fault.
No.
Just figure out how to fix the problem.
So what happens bad to me is my fault.
Yeah.
In the same way that anything that happens good to me is under my control.
Okay, so then let's look at an overview of what's going on today.
It's a powerful thing. That's a powerful realization, man.
The people who are that I try to attract around me on this program, Warren Eckstein, Tom Kreidler, Tom Parsons, Andrea Metcalf, Dr. J. Kumar, you, Michael, Uri. We can go through this endless list of people that I have always felt, as I've gotten to know them, either some of them have been around for a while, some of them are new to the program, but they all bring something that's a light. It's a light that is that may overcome even some of the things in my life, because God knows I'm not on the always on the fast track of the bright side. But you know what? It is something I at least recognize it, know it, and want to overcome it. Mm. And I think that that is the sort of thing that gives you the courage. You've got it. You recognize that you are bigger than your problems. You are bigger. And if you believe in some, this is not a religious revival here, because you know what my feelings are on organized industrial commercial religion. I am extraordinarily conscious of this energy around us. And that was one of the things this lady and I were talking about. The energy, where does the energy come from that helps you create these things that we're talking about? And if you have the energy, how do you get the energy? And I go back to some God force or God, an image that is an energy that's more powerful than you or me or anything we could possibly imagine, that is a force behind what goes on. You know, there are those who are worried. A lot of people who follow astrology, not astronomy, astronomy, not astrology, have looked at this planet X that supposedly has worked its way into our solar system. And sometime, you know, you hear the doomsday stories about December 12.
Right.
And so the doomsday stories focus on this planet X, or whatever it is, that is hidden somehow from view, unless you have a telescope and you're at the South Pole. If you're in the South Pole, you can look in the sky, and this object is now circling, I think, Jupiter, is in the orbit around Jupiter, but it's supposedly been in and out of every orbit in the solar system. Started at Pluto, moved up to Uranus, Jupiter.
Ouch.
Yeah. So as it moves, it gets cast out and then joins the orbit of the next planet. And around it goes. So people are theorizing that as it keeps moving down the solar system, it's going to come into our orbit and do who knows what, whether it collides with the moon and the moon collides with the Earth and all of these scenarios that, the president knows and he's not telling us, that kind of stuff. The people who know are preparing to move to a mountain in Colorado. Well, what the hell difference does it make? If you have a collision with another planet, whether you're in a mountain in Denver or whether you're
Why do you want to be on
Cape
the hottest spot on the planet?
Right. Yeah. So anyway, listen, if it is, it is. Guess what? There's nothing you can do about stopping it anyway, unless you go, Morgan Freeman becomes the president again,
sure.
And he sends up the nuclear,
send up Bruce Willis or and just blows it apart before it hits the Earth.
Yeah, right. Or the other one that was,
Deep Impact Armageddon.
Yeah. But the other one was with Richard, not Richard. Begins with a D. What's his last name? Come on.
Dreyfus?
No. He's an actor. He was Ned Pepper. His first role was in John Wayne's True Grit in 1969. He's had 87 million great roles. Isn't that awful? The image of him is so pronounced in my mind, and yet I can't remember his name. Oy. All right. Well, anyway, we'll figure it out, because I'm going to look at
it. Yeah, I'll figure it out.
2 seconds here. 16 past the hour. In a moment, a little bit of speculation, shall we say, about Casey Anthony's lawyer. Every time I see this, I think we're talking about Joan Baez, because he spells his last name the same way. It's Jose Baez, and what he's looking to do to cash in on the notoriety he's gotten by being Casey Anthony's lawyer.
Robert Duvall.
Duvall. Thank you, Richie. Mm. How'd you know that?
I looked it up on Wikipedia, of course. Right.
What, you went to True Grit and looked at?
I just put Ned Pepper's wiki.
There you go.
Brought up True Grit.
Robert Duvall. Yes. He was the pilot of the other shuttle and the other movie.
That's right. Yes.
So, but they went into it. They went into it with that with their shuttle and blew it up. Whereas in Armageddon, they didn't do it that way. All right. So there we have taken care of the world. The threats are all gone. Thank Bruce and Robert Duvall. Thank you very much for saving us. 16 and change after the hour on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
All right, a couple of items from your local television set. Jose Baez is his name.
See?
Casey Anthony's lawyer, looking to make the most out of his newfound fame, he's been invited to be a legal analyst on one of the television networks. I don't think it's known yet. I think it's Fox, though. Would you think Fox would benefit with it? They'd go after somebody like that.
Possibly.
Right, to have as a...
Sure.
Speaking of Fox, by the way, there is an interesting thing developing in New Jersey. I didn't realize this. I just saw this. Actually, I heard it yesterday being discussed on a talk radio station here in Las Vegas. The website Gawker.
Yes. Oh, geez, this whole story.
Wants to get, there's evidence, they say, that there is a quote-unquote cozy relationship between Governor Chris Christie, who many people in New Jersey think is doing a great job, and the president of Fox News, Roger Ailes.
Right.
Roger Ailes allegedly sees himself as a kingmaker. He has urged Christie to run for president. Now, this is a report that surfaced in New York Magazine. So a Freedom of Information request has been submitted by Gawker to find out what Christie and Ailes have been discussing. So, and they can do this, or at least the theory is they can do it, because Christie is the governor, public figure, he had meetings with Ailes, and so now they want to get the information. And the governor said, no, I'm not giving any information. So now the ACLU and Gawker are suing together, saying the governor's office is not correct, and these communications are not protected by executive privilege. And they want to point out that... that Ailes wants to see if he can make Christie the next president. How about them apples, folks?
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Great female performers in the current cache of good performers is Sheryl Crow, in my opinion anyway. And one of the things that makes her more attractive, I've always found her, I say this laughingly, for a skinny chick, she's pretty amazing. I find her very attractive.
She's very cool.
Yeah, very,
very cool.
So she has, and one of the things that makes her more cool than you could possibly imagine is that she has a 1959 white Mercedes-Benz 190 Roadster, an SL convertible.
Which is one of your dream cars.
I love this car. Love it. I wish I had some extra dough because Sheryl Crow is auctioning off her car, this major Mercedes-Benz. She wants to raise money for Joplin, Missouri. I think she grew up there, as a matter of fact. And you know what happened? The town was devastated last...
She's from Kennett, Missouri.
Where is she from?
Kennett, Missouri.
Kennett, which must be pretty darn close to Joplin, I'm guessing. She's going to offer up, anyway, this Mercedes August 21st at the Pebble Beach Auction, Richie, which you and I should both go to. The Gooding Pebble Beach Auction. Proceeds from the sale will benefit the Joplin School Recovery Fund, which aims to rebuild the schools in that area. Every school, every church, every building, everything in Joplin, downtown, pretty much wiped out, as you'll recall from seeing some of the videos, some of the pictures. So here she's a picture of her I see in this car. What a great, oh my God, a great car. So good for her and sad for me because I don't have the money to go out and buy it. Oh my God. Now, if I could trade it in, I could give it to Michael, Richie. That's Richie. You can trade him for that for the Camaro or something. All right, other gossipy things today. Glenn Beck, I don't know what to think of him. I actually don't know what to think of Glenn Beck, honestly.
Why not?
Because I just, I don't know. I don't care to spend the time to figure him out. When he first kind of came around and was getting well-known, I had some good conversations, kind of like talking to him. So I don't know whether the stuff going on now is a bunch of hype, whether he really changed or he was always his way or whatever it is. It's a shtick. But yesterday on his program, he compared the Labour Party in Norway. You know, we've had this sad story, and I haven't really wanted to talk much about it.
Yeah.
The Norway shoot 'em up. It's 93 people were killed by this right...
No, it wasn't that many. It's somewhere in the high 70s.
All right, okay. Well, whatever it is.
They thought it was 90-some, but then they got the final count.
So the direct quote from his program, quote, as the thing started to unfold and there was a shooting at this political camp, which sounds like a Hitler youth camp, what does this camp do for children that's all about politics? So apparently there are camps. They have political camps. Kids go to school to learn. Norway is a very interesting country, and pretty left of center in terms of philosophy. For the moment, it's more left of center than not. most of the Scandinavian countries are pretty progressive, using that word advisedly. There's a much more open societal feeling there, but that doesn't mean that there aren't people who disagree. And that's what makes, you know, anything work, I guess. The friction between political camps causes people to get enthused about elections. You know, we see it here, yada, yada. I found Beck uses the reference to Hitler a lot. That's what sort of grabbed me about this. He's always kind of talking about Hitler. I don't know what there is about him and Hitler, but it certainly has been called to a lot of people's attention before. And again, I'm making it only as a reference and a comment for whatever the reason. I always find it distracting to use Hitler or those images. It's distressing. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
"Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer."
Or,
"My flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class."
Or our favorite,
"I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist."
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now it's Staples. That was easy. Valid while supplies last.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Ever wonder what would happen if you push the OnStar button in your pre-owned GM vehicle? If you're not an OnStar subscriber already, press the blue OnStar button now, and you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. That includes automatic help in a crash, navigation, remote door unlock, and more. So push the blue button now and ask for 3 months on us. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Time is 33 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Richie and I are here together working through this product called the Doug Steffens Good Day program, helping people out here, there, and everywhere. Certainly that's our intention. Dr. Ken Kronhaus will be along in a few minutes to help you even more with our daily dose of important medical information. Right now, sort of a focus, the girls aren't here, Richie, so we can do our own little. Roberta's gone.
That's trouble.
To her appointments, and Jennifer's gone to San Francisco to her appointments. So it's up to us. It's up to us.
What is it that you would like to do that you can do when only the girls aren't here?
Talk about them.
That's true. But see,
no, I don't want to.
Roberta doesn't care.
No, not at all.
And Jennifer's, there's nothing to say about her behind her back.
Yeah.
So it's no fun.
Yeah.
You and I, when we're gone, it's fun.
Yeah.
I have a great time talking about you behind your back.
I know you do, Richie.
That's too much fun. And I know you talk about me behind my back.
Not
Jennifer
much.
Is, she's too nice.
Yeah, right, she is.
She's and Roberta wonderful. Just, she's New Yorker. She doesn't care, whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference one way or the other.
No.
So if we gossip, I'm just looking at an email from somebody who was analyzing the last half hour. You might want to get this somehow or other and put it up, because we always put profiles of every half hour, every hour on the website at DougSteffens.com. So you'll know when you're looking for something, oh, I heard this, I want to check it out, where is it? So each hour we try to give you a rundown on the website of what went off a conversation. So anyway, here's this person who says, what a consummate pitch I heard. Beautiful. From a discussion of synchronicity to the story of a beautiful woman on the plane to a discussion of energy to talking about Planet X to world destruction. Keeping the whole idea at arm's length. Do you even know how smooth that was?
No, he doesn't. He has no idea.
I have
no,
my mind just doesn't. Just it's, the way my mind, works.
Yeah.
From one thing to the next to the next to the next. Because I think our lives are. We were earlier talking. Hopefully you were around. We were discussing time and how quickly. You know that great song by Jim Croce, "Time in a Bottle."
Yep.
It is really true. That song is so true. And when you analyze, I've said this any number of times, the last 4 or 5 years since I really think I nailed the reason that we think our time is going faster is because it really is. I think the planet is speeding up on its axle. And so we have this different kind of fevered pitch to us, and we don't really get it. But this story encapsulated in this song
if
is it.
I could save time in a bottle. First thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you.
What a genius of a storyteller.
Oh my God,
was
wonderful stuff. If I could make days last forever,
if words could make wishes come
words
true,
could make wishes come true. What a poem.
I'd save every day.
Save every day.
And then
again, I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them.
I just realized you and I are sitting here humming Jim Croce tunes together.
Nothing wrong with that.
The manliest moment of the show.
But we don't have to be. We don't have to act like men in order to be men.
You think?
Yeah.
In my book, you do.
Yeah. Well, because you're a ham and egger.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. No, I really think it's important to be in touch with who you are. And you've done much better at that, if I do say so myself, since you've been around me.
No, it's
I mean,
it is.
I can, yeah, I think it is. I can be as brutal as that guy.
Can you humor me for just a second?
What in the world is that?
That's easy decent, brother.
I think it was easy top. Yeah. I saw an ad as I was driving back in early this morning from my meeting over in Arizona, which is why I come here every 3 or 4 months. I'm coming back in, and there's a big sign for ZZ Top. As you come over the hill, it's like coming into Shangri-La. You come up over the hill from the lake, and you're coming into on the 215 into Las Vegas. Anybody who's driven in that way down the from 93 to 95 into the city, and you're coming down into the city, and the hotel, one of the biggest, and the big casino you hit first, I think it's called the Station. If I'm not, it's on the left-hand side as you're coming down the highway. So there's big billboard, and I had to look at it twice because there wasn't a picture. Usually when there's a promotion for ZZ Top, there's a big picture of these guys with their beards. You always know it's ZZ Top because they all look, you know, they look the part of ZZ Top. That's the way they look. And so it wasn't there, but I saw this Z, and I thought, wow, some Zorro. Remember Z, the sign of Zorro?
Yeah.
No, it was a push for, it's called a Railroad Station Theater. And they're going to perform there, I guess.
They're doing this Southern Rock tour with all of these big Southern rock bands.
Can you imagine the energy that's created by listening to guys like that together?
Ooh. Love me some ZZ Top, man. Yeah. It's truly a memorable concert if you've never seen them. Great
Good stuff. Okay, meanwhile, so what we were teasing about a little bit, if the girls were here, Jennifer especially loves to gossip. She loves the world of gossip. She loves the gossip about the stars. She follows it. She is the queen of People magazine and Us magazine and all of those magazines and the newspapers and the websites. Cause just, and I think it's very typical of a young woman her age. They love to follow the stories of the celebrities and people who have rather racy stories. For example, Crystal Harris, who was, if you don't know her name, but made a good 2020 quiz question, except we're an hour 20 before the hour. And I'm going to tell you the story because I want to listen to her. She was on The View yesterday. She was the one who was engaged to Hugh Hefner.
Ah.
Yeah, was she 24, 27, something like that?
So they're all somewhere now.
Yeah, they're all like that, right. So the ladies of The View couldn't resist asking her. I mean, that's why she's there anyway. She wants to hype. She became a celebrity because she's good-looking, and she hung around with Hugh Hefner and decided that when he asked her to marry her, she said, yep, okay, I'll marry you. And now she's broken off the engagement. And so they asked her why she got engaged to him, Hefner, in the first place.
It was a big story that you were going to marry Hef, and the age difference was crazy, but you were going to do it. And then 5 days before the wedding, you bolted. What happened?
I got cold feet.
Well, what was it?
Just everything. It was all happening so fast, and I just decided that
your age, 25, and he's 85.
Yeah.
What were you attracted to besides his money? I mean, that's obvious. What else?
Well, I was intrigued with the whole Playboy lifestyle. Uh-huh. And growing up, I'd look at Playboy magazines, and, you know, I was insecure, so I thought, could I ever be that girl? Could I ever be a playmate? And
did you feel secure with him?
Yeah. And I started coming up to the mansion and met Hef, and he asked me to move in 2 weeks later, and I was flattered. I had a lot of fun there.
You know, he's a very charming guy.
I just want to know how he reacted. So when you told him that it was off, how did he react?
Well,
he seemed heartbroken.
I told him, I said, you know, I don't think the wedding's a good idea. And he actually said that he was only doing it for me. So He didn't really want to get married either.
Huh. He didn't want to get married either. Why would you get married at 85?
What does he care?
Huh?
What does he care?
Yeah.
I mean, you think he acts any different if he's married? He lives the Playboy lifestyle.
Right. Right. So here she talks more about the age difference between her and Hefner.
So how long did you guys actually date before he proposed to you?
2 years.
So, we were sitting here at the Hot Topics table, and we were talking about the girl who was 16 who was married to the 51-year-old, and she was saying he's a tiger in bed. And I'm not going to ask you about the sex life. That's your business, girl. What I do want to know is, what kind of dialogue did you have? Were you guys able to talk?
Yeah, we were. Like, Hef's a great guy. He's an icon. He's funny. He's hilarious. I mean, he's so set in his ways. So we'd have a lot of fun. I'd drag him to dinner. He doesn't like going out to dinner, and have him try new things. And I had, like...
Does he ever get out of his pajamas?
No.
Yeah, see? That's it. Set in the way. I hear that more...
Really?
...from women who are younger than I am that I might be interested in. Women who think that just because you are a certain age, you are set in your ways. And I'd be the first to tell you, there are some things in life that I probably wouldn't want to change, and I'm not going to get married. But maybe there are some things that I might like to change. I think about that all the time. But this prejudice that happens from people who think just because you are a certain age, it is extraordinary. It's just extraordinary to me that people who are intelligent, articulate, warm, loving, whatever it is, would just think that way without actually experiencing what the story is. And I find
you are kind of, you're set in your ways.
Well, I am set in my ways to a certain extent.
I mean, you would try new things, but it's not like you're not going to get married, B, you're not going to live with anybody, because you want to be able to do what you want, when you want, where you want, and how you want it.
Yeah.
So those are the two big things that they're going to be interested in.
Really?
Okay. If they're really concerned with whether you're going to try Thai food with them,
right?
Not. Okay.
Right.
That might be something that you would try, but that's not what they care about.
No, Richie, I know that. Yeah, I got that.
Hence the reason.
All right. Speaking of, look at the time already. Look, it's 15 before the hour. Dr. Ken Kronos. What did he do? Oh, yesterday he went to his daughter's play or something.
Yeah, her play.
We better find out more about that. More importantly, there are a lot of medical things of consequence, including this story, this breakthrough, the artificial lung that is functioning as a human organ. I wonder what he can tell us about that. Enlightenment personified with Dr. Ken in a moment here on Good Day.
2011 was a good year for Chevy, but don't take our word for it. 5 IIHS top safety picks, a bunch of prestigious awards, and 2011 North American Car of the Year, the Chevy Model Year Wrap-Up. Get in on our greatest model year yet.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011, and applies to select new and pre-leased items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
A great way to get your kids to eat healthy food is to involve them in the cooking process. And who knows, along the way they just might grow up to be the next superstar chef. To get your mini chef busy in the kitchen, enter Barilla Piccolini's next mini chef contest. Use our online recipe tool together to create a healthy piccolini dish and enter for a chance to win a $10,000 scholarship for your child. Food Network star Ellie Krieger believes raising your kids with good healthy eating habits doesn't have to be as time consuming or challenging as you may think.
Moms and kids can have a great time in the kitchen creating their own recipes using Barilla Piccolini Rich in Fiber White. It comes in a variety of mini shapes and has the delicious taste of regular pasta with added nutritional benefits of extra fiber and whole grains. So get your children creating their own dishes this summer.
For more information on Barilla Piccolini, including recipes, healthy eating tips, and contest details, visit Piccolini.com.
Piccolini.com. Ooh, I like that. Piccolini.com. All right. 14 before the hour. Dr. Ken Kronos is here. He's got some advice and a warning for those of you who love papaya. We have the story on what to do and what not to do, where to get it, where not to get it. And I do want to probe this artificial lung thing. Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks who are presenting you with a special offer. If you go to drkenshow.com or dougstephan.com, you'll see, actually right under Ken's picture, the Salon Pause button. Click on that and get your way to pain-free life by having this patch recommended by Dr. Ken and so many other doctors, over-the-counter patch approved for sale using the same rigorous clinical testing that the FDA requires for prescriptions. You can buy Salon Pause in leading drug and grocery retailers across the country. You can get a free one by going to drkenshow.com, as I said. You can engage in physical activity and wear this patch because it's made out of this new ultra-thin comfort stretch technology that supports you as you need support. I think that's a good way of putting it, Ken, don't you?
Absolutely. What a great way to get pain relief, relief from arthritis, your muscles, your joints, your bones, mild to moderate pain, FDA-approved pain patch. Avoid the pills. Avoid all the side effects that you get when you take these pills through your body.
Nothing else has been proven to beat the pain without a prescription. Use it as directed. Salon Pause. Find a free sample at drkenshow.com. Okay, so let's get to the papaya problem in Texas.
Yeah, don't eat papaya from this Texas distributor. It's called Agromod, A-G-R-O-M-O-D, produce. Apparently there's salmonella in it. Over 20 states have already been affected.
Wow. And how many people? Do we have any idea?
Well, there's not an official count yet.
I, earlier this morning, was talking about, in the good news department, how chickenpox basically is gonzo. There's a study that basically suggests that there is a sharp drop. Why is that?
Well, because it's an effective vaccine with almost no side effect. We've gone from having 100 deaths, 10,000 ER visits a year to almost none, an 88% drop in death rate from chickenpox due to the vaccine out this week in the medical journal Pediatrics.
All right, and also a story about cranberry juice. Our mothers told us to drink it if we had a urinary tract infection, but there's a story that suggests there's a better way.
Another reason to get those good probiotics, because Archives of Internal Medicine this week, we all think about cranberry juice. All the women listen to fight our urinary tract infections, but this study shows that antibiotics are clearly better than cranberry juice, and when you do take the antibiotics, it's just a good reason to take the probiotic.
All right, so let's talk about Natron's Healthy Trinity here, a good way for you to prevent yourself from having gas as well. What is in this that makes your stomach like what you're doing to it?
Well, the stomach and intestinal tract needs a continuous replenishment of healthy bacteria, the probiotics. Especially when you take an antibiotic, it gets rid of these good, healthy bacteria even quicker. Your stomach and intestines won't work properly. Your immune system will not work properly, where over two-thirds of the immune system is. So you need probiotics. Doug and I are very happy with this Natron product, and I would recommend it.
Trinity, the Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge for those listening to Good Day. Get yourself a happy tummy. Mention Good Day Health when you call 888-9-NATRON, and you'll get 20% off your order and a free book called The Power of Probiotics. Check them out on the web at natron.com or call and order 888-962-8736.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Are you
fed up with the Democrats and Republicans? Then listen up. Join American Third Position, a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. American Third Position advocates maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality. For more information, call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. A3p.me. That's A, the number 3, P.me. It's time to take America back.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To see who that voice is. It's 53 past the hour and Doug Steffen's Good Day with Chuck Curry and Mick Jagger with his Ruthless People song from the movie Ruthless People. Mick turns how old today, Chucker? How old do you think Mick is? Wild guess. Come on, give it to me.
64.
68 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. I was just thinking about them yesterday. I saw them, I don't know, 10 years ago, and how good they were. And so I guess then he was 56 years old or something. Whether he can still pull off one more tour, whether there'll be one more Rolling Stones farewell tour at 68 years old. Yeah, there's no doubt. They still need the money.
You know, speaking of Ruthless People, and today that was a big hit at the box office.
That was the
Danny DeVito, Ben Fiddler.
Yeah, that was a good flick. All right, so 54 past now. Chuck Curry. Doug is on his way to Nevada. He'll be joining us again in just a couple of minutes after he gets settled once more. So until then, we're going to play our Movie Moments trivia game, where we play a couple of pieces of audio for you. You pick up the phone and give us a call. Once you know what that audio is, 1-800-510-8255. Got three clips from a movie. I actually cheated today and looked, and this is one of my favorite movies from, I think it's the early 90s. Chucky, you should get this fairly easily. Here comes clue number one.
That guy is tense. Tension is a killer.
Okay. Any clue for you, Chuck?
Another clue.
Okay. 1-800-510-8255. Clue number two.
I used to be in a barbershop quartet in Skokie, Illinois.
You know who it is, right?
Well, I'm not sure.
Okay. This one should be the gimme. 1-800-510-8255 if you know what it is already. Otherwise, here comes the gimme clue.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Now you have to have it.
I have it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Great movie. Nobody ever saw the ending coming. Maybe I'm giving it away. But, I mean, at the ending, weren't you just blown away at who was doing what?
That was a great ending. I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so 1-800-510-8255. You give us a call here while Chucker gives us some movie news. What's happening in the box offices, Chucker?
Here's a good story. Steven Spielberg confirmed at the Comic-Con in San Diego, Rich, that there will be a Jurassic Park 4. It'll probably take 2 to 3 years. I know he's currently working with a screenwriter coming up with ideas. Now, I love the original Jurassic Park, and I sort of like the two sequels, but I just think, how much of a story is there really to be told?
Yeah, okay, people go to island, dinosaurs go crazy, get loose, people get eaten by dinosaurs, people escape from island. That's pretty much the screenplay right now, right?
Yeah, I don't know what else you could do with it. It's been, 1993 was the original. It's been 10 years since the third installment. So I guess for a new generation, they might buy it. Four original cast members, including Jonathan Freed, who played Barnabas Collins in Dark Shadows, will make cameos in Tim Burton's fiction version of the 70s afternoon vampire soap opera, which is currently filming. Johnny Depp stars in the movie playing the title character of vampire Barnabas Collins. And Harrison Ford, who will co-star in this Friday's Cowboys and Aliens, once again will go Western, playing Wyatt Earp in a aging Wyatt Earp in a Western titled Black Hats. Harrison Ford, I believe, is 68, still going strong in movies.
The Westerns are kind of making a big comeback this past five or six years.
You know, it's interesting. I'm reading the reviews on Cowboys and Aliens, and most of them are very positive. And from what I read, the director, John Favreau, has made a Western. It's 70% Western, 30% alien invasion. But the critics who like it say it really works as a Western, which will be interesting to see how well, the public embraces it.
This is one of the first movies in a while that I've been really, like, I want to go see the Harry Potter movie. I think it'll be cool. But this is the first movie in a while that I'm really excited to go see.
I agree with you. Two movies I was excited to see this summer. One was Super 8, which I liked a lot. The second is Cowboys and Aliens.
Yeah.
At least those two films have originality to them.
Well, but, I mean, I just think the whole country genre coming, or the Western genre coming back, I think that's kind of cool. All right,
yeah,
so speaking of the Western genre, El Paso is covered up with callers on our movie trivia questions. So let's start with James. He was the first caller in El Paso. James, what is the movie we play the audio clips from?
The Usual Suspects.
Yeah, with Kevin Spacey. Great flick, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. Hang on there. You want a little something from the Doug Steffen Prize Closet, and it's Chuck Curry Movie Moments at 58 past the hour on Good Day.